This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Newly appointed minister and state minister take oath of office and secrecy today. Rashtriya Swatantra Party chair Ravi Lamichhane demands formation of parliamentary committee to prove fake Bhutanese refugee scam. And India and Australia announce migration deal promoting two-way mobility of students, among others. Now, the news in detail. President Ramchandra Paurel has administered the oath of office and secrecy to newly appointed Minister Birendra Prasad Mahato. The head of the state administered the oath of office and secrecy in accordance with the Article 80 of the Constitution of Nepal amidst a special ceremony organized at the Rashtrapati Bhavan, Sital Niwas today. On the occasion, Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda administered the oath of office and secrecy to newly appointed Minister of State Pramila Kumari in accordance with Article 80 of the Constitution of Nepal. The President yesterday had appointed both Mahato and Pramila Kumari to the post of Minister for Forest and Environment and Minister of State for Education, Science and Technology, respectively. With this, a 25-member Council of Ministers has taken a full shape. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda expressed unwavering commitment of the government to protect the identity and rights of the minority and marginalized communities. At a discussion with a delegation led by Nepal Kumal Improvement Committee Chairperson Tej Bahadur Kumal, Prime Minister Dahal said he was in favor of promoting the identity and protecting the rights of all minorities, including Kumal community. On the occasion, Prime Minister Dahal recalled his struggle to bring all minorities and marginalized communities to the mainstream of the state and expressed firm commitment of the government to the development, prosperity, welfare and issues of the communities at margin. Also present on the occasion were Constituent Assembly Member Gyanendra Kumal, Chairperson of Kumal Mukti Morcha, Kanchan Kumal and Vice Chairperson of National Federation of Indigenous Nationalities, Shruti Kumal, among others. Rashtriya Swatantra Party chairperson Ravi Lamichhane has demanded the formation of a parliamentary special investigation committee over the fake Bhutanese refugee scam. On the commencement of a session of the House of Representatives today, Chair Lamichhane said the ongoing investigations against the scam were not likely to yield results, satisfying the public. He said, adding that corruption was the concern of the party since its establishment and the parliament is required to form a special probe committee to deal with the issue. According to the lawmaker Lamichhane, who wanted that all accused and suspect in the case be brought under the purview of law and claimed that the scam provided a ground for distrusting the state bodies. He described the scam as a case capable of defaming Nepal and Nepalese internationally. Police have so far arrested 16 people, including the former ministers and sitting government secretary, on the charge of their involvement in the scam. Complaints are being lodged against loan sharking, with the government introducing a new law to take action against the fraud. According to Assistant Chief District Officer of Mahottari, Upendra Neopane, so far 1,734 complaints have been registered against loan sharking in the district. Number of complaints has increased when the government provided time for the victims to register complaints against loan sharking. The government had announced to take action against those involved in loan sharking by introducing an ordinance to that end. The victims had started registering complaints in the district since May 1st. An earthquake of 4.5 magnitude rocked western Nepal today. According to the National Earthquake Monitoring and Research Center, Lainchor, the 4.5 magnitude earthquake took place with its epicenter around Daulichor of Bajang at 6 minutes past 4 this morning. Earlier, an earthquake measuring 4.1 in the Richter scale had occurred with the epicenter in Hukam of Rukum East on May 21st. Earthquake has become a recurring phenomenon in the eastern and western parts of Nepal. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. India and Australia have announced a new migration deal as they aim to strengthen their economic cooperation. The announcement came after Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi met his Australian counterpart Anthony Albanese in Sydney today. As reported by the BBC, the deal aims to promote the two-way mobility of students, graduates, academic researchers and business people. They also discussed regional security amid rising tensions in the region. India and Australia are part of the four-member Quad group, which also includes Japan and the United States. Australia has a significant number of people who have migrated from India. Census data shows that of more than a million people who moved to Australia since 2016, almost a quarter were from India. Russia has said more than 70 attackers were killed in its operation to repel cross-border raiders who entered the country's Belgorod region from Ukraine and battled with Russian forces for an estimated 24 hours before retreating from Russian territory. Russia said it deployed jets and artillery yesterday to destroy the armed groups that penetrated the border region in the most audacious attack on Russian territory since Moscow launched its invasion of Ukraine last year. Citing Russian officials, Al Jazeera reported 9 border villages were evacuated during the fighting. Russian state news agency RIA Novosti reported in total more than 70 militants, 4 armored vehicles and 5 pickups were destroyed. Meanwhile, the United States has distanced itself from the insurgency, stating that it has no involvement in the attack. The response came after Russia published photos of US-made Humvee military vehicles that were captured on its soil. The latest ceasefire aimed at ending the devastating conflict in Sudan appears to be largely holding in the capital and 2 adjacent cities. Residents say for the first time in more than 5 weeks there appears to be relative peace, but there have been some breaches of the truce in Khartoum and across the River Nile. The US and Saudi Arabia have been brokering talks aimed at ending the conflict, which has forced more than 1 million people from their homes and has led to a breakdown in health services. The United States has announced $245 million in humanitarian aid to Sudan and neighboring states, which are bearing the brunt of the refugee crisis triggered by the conflict. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has said currently the country is experiencing the general influence of westerly low-pressure system and the local winds. The division has forecast the weather to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder, lightning and gusty winds has been predicted at some places of the hilly regions of the country and at a few places of the remaining parts of the country. Heavy rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at one or two places of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province today. For tonight, the division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in the hilly areas and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder, lightning and gusty winds is likely to occur at some places of Kosi province and at few places of the remaining parts of the country. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded at 18 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 24.9 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Newly appointed minister and state minister take oath of office and secrecy today. Rashtriya Swatantra Party chair Ravi Lamichhane demands formation of parliamentary committee to probe fake Bhutanese refugee scam. And India and Australia announce migration deal promoting two-way mobility of students, among others. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.